This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. lawmakers from both political parties continue negotiating a coronavirus stimulus package. Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says congressional leaders are pushing ahead on the virus relief bill.
The Democratic leader and I worked into the evening alongside the Speaker of the House and the House Republican leader. We made major headway toward hammering out a targeted pandemic relief package that would be able to pass both chambers with bipartisan majorities.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says they're very close to providing virus relief to Americans.
The finish line is in sight. Everyone wants to get this done. Let's push through the few final meters and deliver the outcome that the American people very much need.
President-elect Joe Biden has said that even if lawmakers reach an agreement on aid this month, a subsequent round of aid will almost certainly need to be negotiated when the new Congress is sworn in early next year. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez Wednesday called a recent rise in coronavirus infections worrying, warning stricter measures to curb the spread could be needed for Christmas. Spain was one of the first European nations to suffer a second spike in COVID-19 infections, but restrictions such as nighttime curfews helped to halve the incidence level in November. London moved Wednesday into the highest level of coronavirus restrictions in an effort to control rising infection rates, dealing another blow to hospitality venues before Christmas. The British capital's move into Tier 3 means theaters, pubs, and restaurants will have to close, although takeout food outlets remain open. People cannot socialize with anyone not from their household or support bubble, but can meet in groups of up to six in public places outside. This is VOA News. A French court Wednesday jailed for 30 years the main accused present for the trial over the 2015 killings at the Charlie Hebdo magazine offices and a Jewish supermarket, stopping short of the life term demanded by the prosecution. All the attackers were killed in the wake of the killings. A total of 14 suspected accomplices went on trial, three of them in absentia. Dozens of fighters in the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region of Azerbaijan have been taken prisoner, separatist officials said Wednesday, testing a Russian-brokered peace accord that ended weeks of recent fighting. A peace deal mediated by Moscow in November ended weeks of fierce fighting between Azerbaijan's army and the separatists, who ceded swaths of territory as part of the accord. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Wednesday called U.S. sanctions against Ankara over its purchase of Russian missile defenses an open attack on its sovereignty. More than a month after the election, top Republicans are finally acknowledging Joe Biden won, but not President Trump, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
On the Senate floor yesterday, GOP Chief Mitch McConnell broke his election silence to congratulate Biden. Top Trump ally Lindsey Graham said he's talked with some Biden cabinet picks, and other Republicans are turning the page. The president is not, pledging to keep moving on nearly non-existent legal options. Yesterday, he tweeted tremendous evidence pouring in on voter fraud. And overnight, he referenced McConnell in a tweet reading, "Too soon to give up." At the same time, Biden will make more cabinet announcements this morning. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The European Union said Wednesday it is postponing nearly $100 million in budget support payments to Ethiopia because of the conflict in the northern Tigray region. The funds would only be given if Ethiopia's government met the EU's conditions, which include granting humanitarian aid access to everyone in need across Tigray, a European Commission spokeswoman told AFP. The decision came as the UN Children's Agency, UNICEF, warned 2.3 million children remain cut off from aid in Tigray as food and other supplies dwindle. Another EU condition for funding was that civilians be allowed to seek refuge in neighboring countries after reports some had been blocked trying to join the tens of thousands who have fled the fighting into Sudan. Meanwhile, the United Nations said more than 2 million children in the region have been cut off from humanitarian assistance for more than a month. The UN said it was prepared to provide essential services to malnourished children in the embattled region, but needed access to Tigray that Addis Ababa is currently not allowing. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.